BadgerCast number 30.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland, welcome to BadgerCast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show!
Hello and welcome to BadgerCast, your slice of Wisconsin life. I'm Dale.
And I'm Julie.
And you wouldn't even wait until the music started before you went right into
the
content of the show.
The challenge. Well, I still haven't heard an answer.
Well, let's welcome those of those.
See, he's putting it off as much as he can.
Yes, I am. So why don't you introduce us to our listeners?
What exactly do you want me to say?
Well, welcome back to those listeners who have listened to us before, and welcome to all of our new listeners.
See, that's your job.
However you found us. I am going to get another tea.
Talk
amongst yourself.
That leaves me to talk with everybody, huh? Well, lots gone on in, what, the last 4 weeks since we podcasted?
That'd be right.
Yeah, let's see. Starting off, Ben got his cast off. Yay. He is now in a walking boot for another 4 weeks, I believe. And starting to get him back into the moving, I shall say. It's stiff. It's sore. He doesn't like doing it.
Yeah, but he's doing a lot better than he did about a week ago, so.
Yes, he is. Well, let's see what else has happened. I've hit 3 months at the new job.
Yay!
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else have we done? Work has been work. Losing a little momentum in the lifestyle changes thingy.
I'm sorry? What does that mean?
Huh. I have no motivation. It's the middle of winter. I can't get out and go outside. There's no sun. It's just snow and ice, and I'm blah.
It's called cabin fever, seasonal affective disorder, anything like, and the winter blahs.
Winter blahs does it.
The winter blahs.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, even the dogs don't want to go outside because it's cold.
It's freaking freezing.
And actually, it's been a little warmer than normal. We're going to go into a deep freeze for the rest of this week.
I don't think I'll survive. You know how cold I've been. My hands have been freezing. I've been sitting here shivering, wrapping myself in blankets, and I'm still cold.
No comment.
Whatever. Let's see. That brings us to the last couple weeks. Last week, Wednesday, we all went and got our passport photos.
Yeah, okay. First, we went to Buffalo Wild. Didn't we go to Buffalo Wild Rings to celebrate somebody's birthday? Or
could have been.
Before we went to the passports?
I don't know. They kind of blend together. We had a birthday, too.
Yeah.
Ben turned 12.
So we were at Buffalo Wild Wings for that, if I remember
correctly. Could have been, you know. It all blurs together. It's winter. I'm not paying attention. Sorry. Anyway, we did get our passport photos taken. That went pretty smooth and half the price of having it done at the post office.
But, well, okay,
well,
hold on.
You're jumping ahead.
I know I am.
So then.
And so are you.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, we have to start off with the music for the Vancouver segment.
Oh.
And then we can talk about getting our passport photos taken and then also getting our passport.
You're such a stickler.
I know. Just call me...
Stick in the mud?
Stick in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
You call me other things, but this is a family show, kind of, sort of. So, we're taking off to Vancouver on the great trek to Vancouver.
Yeah.
And... We did a lot.
We've done a lot. Yes, we have.
Okay. So we got the pictures at Walgreens.
Got the pictures at Walgreens. They was pretty cheap. They were only, what, $7.99 a person?
Right.
So $40 for the family wasn't bad. Those turned out really cool. For as much as pictures can turn out cool, I thought it's the biggest ripoff on earth because any of us in the podcasting community who've done anything with basic pictures could have done what she did.
Yeah.
She took a digital photo. She put that digital photo into some other little program, kind of like an Adobe photo thing, put this little face template to it, measured this, clicked that, and was done. I could have done that.
Yes, we could have. But we were not authorized.
Yeah, we're not an authorized picture dealer.
It's called scam.
Okay.
All right. So then what did we do on Saturday?
Saturday we had our passport appointment at the Whitewater Post Office. And that went quite smoothly.
You think? Well, not so much.
There were only two things. I think it went smoothly.
Three things.
I remember two. Two that I remember. Where we got through everybody because we had to go through me and the kids.
Okay.
And then we went to you, and she sat and she looked at each of the pictures, and believe it or not, she even took out a measuring tape, and she measured to the eighth of an inch each of the pictures that were taken.
And when she measured yours and mine, she eyeballed the kids.
Whatever. But she turned to yours, and she goes, "Your picture won't do."
And I go, "Why not?"
And she said something to the effect that it was bigger than 1 3/8 inches.
In other words, my head is too big.
I guess. I don't know. But it cost us $15 on the spot to have to redo it there rather than stop the process and have to come back.
Yes. So that was the first issue. And the other two issues...
I only know of one other issue.
You had forgotten what the kid's social security number is.
Yeah, but she's nice about that. She let me go home and call him in.
All right. So with the fiasco with my picture, I remember signing
You had to sign each of the kids.
I had to sign each of the kids. So I remember signing each of the kids' application. And then I went and got my picture taken, and then we left.
And we got home.
And I said to Julie, as we were driving back home, you know, when you call or when you call them back with the social security numbers, ask if perchance I did not sign my application.
And I'm like, nah, you signed it.
And I said, well, just humor me because I could swear that I didn't sign it.
And unfortunately, you were correct. And you had to take a trip back before noon.
And I did sign it.
And now we sit in limbo for 4 to 6 weeks.
As we wait for the U.S. government to be fast in getting us our passports.
And returning our birth certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't know that they kept those.
No, I did not. But I hope to get them back. And, of course, there was my little dig on the post office.
Which dig was that?
When I go to the postal employee. Okay, she goes to me, well, we can send it in, but if they have a problem...
Oh, you mean the picture.
Oh, they'll send it back to you. And I go, how are they going to send it back to me? Through the mail? And I said, how am I supposed to return the said picture? Through the mail? And I asked, how long do you think that's going to take?
She didn't really have an answer, did she?
No.
No. Mm-mm.
But if it's the mail, it's at least a week both ways. So that would have been a 2-week delay.
Yeah. And I just wasn't. $15 was worth it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that brings us to the biggest thing that went on this last 4 weeks.
The biggest thing.
Is that we actually have tickets.
Well, we don't have them in our physical hands, but we shelled out money
for it.
Tickets.
And I have the itinerary printed, and yes, so the tickets are purchased.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. We will be leaving the Milwaukee airport on Friday. Yeah, I don't know, what time did I say? 1 p.m. or something like that? And we will be getting into Seattle sometime that evening. And then we don't leave till that following Saturday.
Saturday evening, right?
Saturday evening, yes, left the flight home. In the effort to be cost effective or efficient or cheap, shall we say?
Cheap.
The flight back is going to be a doozy. There are three stops.
In the middle of the night.
Uh-huh. Our saving grace is I hope the kids all sleep. Because we leave in the evening. We go from Seattle to San Francisco, and San Francisco to Chicago, and then to Chicago home. So we're home at 9 the next morning, or after. Probably after.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope everything goes smoothly.
It's better to do this and spend that amount of money than it was to spend the other amount and have to figure out what to do about transportation once we got there. The savings is paying for the rental car.
Yeah, well, and it's, unfortunately, it costs money to fly to the West Coast.
It does. Anyway, so tickets are gotten, and now I just get to start filling in the rest of our week. And we're going to spend, what did we say, a day or two in Seattle area? Probably a day and a half, hopefully south of Seattle, visiting some other podcasting folks. And because I don't have immediate plans made, I'm not going to mention who they are yet. And then we drive from there up to Crystal.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we gave her a call on Saturday and let her know that we're coming.
Mm-hmm. She's just as excited as we are.
And we'll find out more probably on the next show as to what our itinerary will be.
Mm-hmm. Still taking suggestions as I sit and look at everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what does that bring us to? A break?
Sure, it can bring us to a break. We can start with a song from the PodSafe Music Network and my Twitter feed.
Huh?
Yeah, they're a band who joined my Twitter feed, who follow me, and they're called The Radiant. They're out of New York City, and their song is called Could Have Been Anyone on the BadgerCast.
PodSafe Music Network or Music Alley or whatever you'd like to call them. That was Radiant with Could Have Been Anyone. And welcome back.
Yes.
Are you back?
I am back.
All right.
I've been here.
Well, no, you actually left and came back. But
well, I had to get something for the rest of the podcast.
Okay. Well, you know, I have to, first of all, thank some people from the Skype chat.
For
helping me out. I had a question that I went to the podcasting community with. I needed to know how to rip DVDs to the iPhone and the iTunes. So I got several suggestions, and I think I've settled on DVDFab, which is a shareware program for a month, and then I'll have to purchase it.
Mm.
But it allows you to rip your favorite DVD mm-hmm. to many formats: iPhone, iPod,
mm-hmm.
PSP, mm-hmm. General Windows format, and
it gives you opportunities. Okay, I get that.
Thanks to Shelley and to Tim and to Joe for giving me that suggestion.
All have a wealth of information.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
I want to thank all of you who sent us Christmas cards.
Yes. Mine didn't get out.
No, I think they're still right over here on
there.
The counter.
Yeah.
Waiting to be, well, waiting for next year. Let's put it that way.
Or when I get my act together, because my act kind of got sidetracked with me being in the hospital that week.
Yeah. So I don't know. John and Charlene sent us one, I believe.
John and Charlene, Jen and Dave, Crystal and her family. We got several. I can't even begin to mention them all.
Well, thank you for everyone for remembering us over the holidays. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else is going on.
What was your last 4 weeks like?
It was okay. We're starting to get busy at work, but probably towards the middle of February.
Hmm.
And let's see. Oh, got the car fixed today.
Yes, we got both car fixed.
Cars fixed in the past 2 weeks.
No, not even in the past 2 weeks.
In the past week.
In Friday to Saturday, Sunday, in the past 4 days.
Okay. Well, we'll go with yours first. Why was your car in the shop? Pray tell.
Pray tell, huh? Well, it goes back to this anti-lock brake sensor thing from, gosh, last summer. That and they fixed some wheel seal, axle seal, something with the front end. When they checked it out, there was still play in the wheel. And since it had just been fixed, it was under warranty, so they had to fix that. So when we brought that in on Friday to do that, and by Friday, I told him what was happening with the anti-lock brakes, that no sensor was going off anymore, but my anti-lock brakes would kick in at 5 miles an hour, and or I would pull into a parking space and they would kick in and I couldn't stop. It took me 2 or 3 feet to stop. So it's getting kind of nerve-wracking if my brakes were going to, the anti-lock ones were going to kick in or not. So he took that all apart. Again, the sensor said nothing. When he put it on the little diagnostic thing, it didn't come up with anything. So since he had to take the wheel apart for whatever he fixed prior to that, he took apart the brakes and found rust. Rust was all in and around between the sensor and whatever it held up against. It was inside part of the brake. And so the rust was impeding having the sensor function appropriately and having the anti-lock brakes function appropriately. So hopefully, now that the rust has all been ground out, I won't have to worry.
Let's hope. Now, my car needed rear brakes.
Badly.
Now, so supposedly they're supposed to make a noise when the pads are going away. And
because I don't drive your car.
To kind of let you know that maybe you should get your brakes checked. Not so much. So,
when was the last time you had brakes done?
Well, we were talking about this a little earlier today. I'm thinking like 2006.
4 years ago? 3.5, 4 years ago?
So,
and how many miles do you have in your car? I should say truck.
Well, I have 130,000 miles.
Mm.
Most of it's highway driving, so I'm not a big stop and start driving guy where I push, you know, really push hard on the brakes.
No.
You know, we're all out in the country, so it's not like we use the brakes a lot. We'd be terrible with the hybrids that use the brakes to recharge the battery.
I don't want a hybrid.
So
a hybrid would not work. We've had this conversation before.
I know we've had this conversation, and someday the engineers will figure out a way to put a hybrid in a car that can actually pull something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're an engineer for Ford or GM and you want to counter me.
GM. I kind of like our GMs.
I'm surprised you'd be listening, but call us at 262-649-8550 to let us know if there is a Chevy Suburban hybrid.
And I was going to say, this is the longest we've stuck with one particular vehicle.
Well, we had the Isuzus for a pretty long time.
5 years and that was it. We've had a very good track record with GM. And they're holding up. And
our mechanic has helped a lot.
Tim is a wonderful person. Yes, he is. Has, from the start, said that we could get 300,000 out of these cars, and that's our goal. And
yep.
I'm more than halfway there.
You're halfway there. I'm about a little almost over a third way, a third of the way there.
Yep. So, and it goes back to we don't have car payments.
Yay!
So, we can handle a little brake repair. We might be looking at dishwasher repair next.
Yeah, I noticed a little bit of a leak coming out of the front side of the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
there's no seal there, so it's not a seal. I have a feeling it's cracked.
Well, I don't know.
I'm a little leery right now to call. It's $100 to come out.
To come out. And will they roll that into the price of a new one, or do they do the new ones anymore?
Nope. Because the people we bought it from, they no longer have the showroom. They are all about repairs now.
And they don't sell.
Nope. They got kind of pushed out. They were a small mom and pop store, and with, you have within 7 miles of them, you have Home Depot.
Right.
You have a brand new appliance store that, I shouldn't say brand new, but the Waukesha Appliance Store just built a new building less than 7 miles from there.
Okay.
And then you have, there's another biggie out there.
And then you've got the big showroom places like American or...
Yeah, well, those are Kohler's. About 10, 15 miles away, but still, they couldn't keep up with the big ones.
Yeah. No, that's sad.
Mm. Yeah, because they ran a very nice business. They were straight up front, gave you what you needed to know, showed you how to fix things yourself so they didn't always have to come out because they understood the $90 to $100 service call. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, well, at least we can have them look at it later.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
So what else went on with you in these last 4 weeks?
Well, that's about it, unless you... Oh. Well, I'm going to... I've been trying to avoid this for the past 2 days. But you got flowers, so there.
Yeah, I did. I got a dozen roses.
Mm-hmm. We won't say why.
Apologies.
Anyway.
Yes.
I go to the Y with you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm walking on the treadmill for an hour.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I did pretty good. I hit almost 4 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, burned around 300 calories, mm-hmm. something like that. I don't know. So then I go into the locker room, and I'm getting ready to meet you guys out in the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, might as well weigh myself. And, you know, I usually fluctuate between about 203 to about 207.
You're getting away from that mic, girl.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You don't like admitting this, do you?
No, I don't.
Mm-mm.
Well, then I'm up to 212.
Uh-huh.
And I told you that, which is probably my first mistake.
Yeah, but you told it to me while we were all in the pool.
Yeah.
As you were just sitting there. Not even sitting, standing there doing nothing in the pool. And what did I say to do?
I had to move my legs.
You had to move. You can water jog and still do crap in the pool with the kids. Mm-hmm.
Well,
uh-huh, you can. You don't have to just stand there. So, what did I do next?
She challenged me.
Uh-huh.
And you still have an answer. And what is the challenge?
The challenge was, if I remember correctly, to lose 20 pounds by April 2nd.
By the trip.
And I heard, well, what's in it for me? And I groaned. I did. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. there's tons of stuff in it for you.
And those would be motivated women.
Yeah, come on. You can spit back what I said to you.
Oh, new clothes for one.
Oh, that was one.
Yeah.
What else? Come on.
That's all you said.
That's not all I said.
Well, refresh my memory.
There's this thing starting with personal satisfaction.
Okay.
Pride. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And you're not catching on with this bandwagon here.
No, I'm not.
And I said we needed help changing your mind, getting you to agree.
Yeah.
Because I, frankly, am sick and tired of hearing, friendly sick and tired of hearing, I didn't lose this, or I can't do this. It's not I can't. It's not, no.
Oh, yeah. I don't whine.
Bull. Bull, 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 bull.
I don't?
Yes, you do. So, if you're going to whine about it, you're going to do something about it. Otherwise, you can't comment on it. And I think I have said the same type of thing to somebody else.
All right. Uh-huh. Well, to change the subject,
you're so good at doing that right now. I want an answer. We all want to hear your answer. There's more than one person besides me who would be out there to help support you.
I will try.
I don't quite hear it. Come on.
I will work on it. All right.
It wasn't said with much feeling, now, was it, people?
All right. No, it's not. I'm hungry. I had a little sandwich for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice piece of fish for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hungry.
Go walk on the stair stepper. Go walk, ride on my bike. You can take the dogs for a walk.
How does that make me less hungry?
It occupies your mind while the hunger thought leaves.
All right. Well,
we'll work on you. I'm sure I can count 5 people off the top of my head right now who will call to help.
All right. And that number is 262-649-8550.
If you say so.
Or you can contact us at thebadgercast@gmail.com.
philosophyguysshow@gmail.com. Or donttickleme@gmail.com.
There you go. Let's see. We should do a really brief Cheesehead Spotlight.
I brought it up on the computer here.
And what is that?
Great Lakes Distillery.
Oh, okay. This is even better than the one I had, but planned. But go ahead.
Well, I actually picked something good.
Well, anything to do with distilled spirits is good.
Well, Kenty from the Flata Show and Twitter and Facebook got my curiosity piqued when he said something about homemade vanilla extract.
Okay.
So I have been going around looking at what I need to make my own homemade vanilla extract. And I decided to go, hopefully, with an all Wisconsin type bent if we can do it. I won't be able to do that for the vanilla. Because, you know, vanilla beans don't grow in Wisconsin.
It's too damn cold.
Mm-hmm. But the bottles I got are from a beer place here in Wisconsin. And the vodka I got is also from Wisconsin. And that is called Rehorsed Premium Milwaukee Vodka from the Great Lakes Distillery. And this is their little spiel on their website, which is www.greatlakesdistillery.com. It's handmade in small batches with old world methods and traditions and dispensed from a classy yet modern package. It says their first product will surely make waves. Made 100% from grain, our vodka gets its unique sweet and smooth taste from a mash of red wheat and red wheat malt. Discarding the heads and tails of each batch, only the most desirable middle cut is bottled to produce the best tasting vodka possible. It says each step of the Rehorsed vodka creation process is supervised by master distiller. It's Wisconsin's premier craft distillery. We are anxious to share a unique product and look forward to meeting people who appreciate a high-quality craft distilled vodka. And what was the next here?
Have you ever had it yet?
I have not opened up the bottle yet. I'm waiting for what I need.
For the vanilla.
For the vanilla, yes. And what I have found, I'm not happy with when it comes to finding vanilla beans. We'll get to that in a minute. The taste note here says it's clear and pure with weedy top notes and a medium-bodied palate and a gentle fading finish with no burn. Makes an excellent martini or drink neat. It has won the silver medal in the prestigious 2007 San Francisco World Spirits Competition. So I'm hearing more and more about people suggesting this not from Wisconsin.
Good, good.
So,
does the website say where they distribute the
Let me see here. Available at, let's see what it says. You can order online, it says here. Well, now we have a map. It says they're available at Binny's in the Chicago area, and Binny's also takes orders online and ships to several states. They have it set up by parts of the state. So when I click on our part of the state, the southeast portion, you can buy it in a variety of places around here. I mean, Bayside, Big Bend, Brookfield, Brown Deer, Burlington, Butler, Cedarburg, Cudahy, Delafield, Delavan, Dousman. Hey, we can buy it here in Eagle. East Troy, Elkhorn, Elm Grove, Franksville, Franklin, Fredonia, Germantown, Glendale, Grafton, Greenfield, Hales Corners, Hartford, Heartland, Hubertus, Jackson, Kenosha, Barry, Keewaskum, Lake Geneva, Menominee Falls, Mequon, and then the greater Milwaukee area. And you can go on to Mequonago and Muskego and New Berlin and North Prairie.
Okay, we
blah,
get
blah, 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 blah.
We get
you
it.
You get it?
Yes. It's available everywhere here.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to check out the Rehorst Vodka or any other of their fine products, where are they again?
www.greatlakesdistillery.com.
All right. Awesome. I can't wait to actually taste that. And
what?
What are you reading?
I went and I looked at available at online. And it says, if you're not in Wisconsin, Wisconsin law does not allow shipping of alcohol. You may be able to order our products online, and that's going through the Binny's Beverage Depot from the Chicago area.
Oh, okay. So, or bribe a friend.
Well, you could always bribe a friend. So, that's the Wisconsin Spotlight.
All right. And now, what is Julie reading?
Well, I read a bunch of the regular romance stuff. Hold on one sec. Okay, where was I? Oh, books. I read two series, the regular romance stuff, and that had to do with more like time travel stuff, and that was Janet Chapman in her Highlander series. And that was people basically coming from the 12th century to present day in their ordeal.
Okay.
And then what was the other series? The other series was a series about Montana and cowboys. And I can't think of the series name off the top of my head right now. It'll be in the show notes when I remember. But what I was waiting for came in today. And I've read, and I know I've told lots about the books that J.A. Jantz has written, but she has a new book out called Trial by Fire. And it is the next book in the Joanna Brady series.
Okay.
And that is a sheriff in Arizona in Bisbee County. So I just got it from the library today, and we'll be starting it later.
All right.
Again, it's called Trial by Fire.
All right. Sounds good.
Mm.
Now to voicemail.
Uh-huh.
We got two from Red Boy.
Two,
but I'm only going to play one.
Why?
Why
not both?
Because I was going to save the other one for next time.
Why? He
all
called
right.
This time.
Well, all right, I'll play both. But first, we got a call from Crystal.
Hey, Dale, Julie, and Badger children. It's Crystal calling from Vancouver, that place you're coming to. We're very excited. Hey, I'm just looking at the website, and I'm Keistel on your website. Look at that.
All right, I got to change
that.
Looking
up the new phone number. So you had some questions for me. Kids wanted to know what hotel they are staying at. They are staying at this Ba People Hotel, if they so choose. We do have a swimming pool, but as Mom mentioned, it might not be quite ready for you. But having said that, still pack your bathing suit because there is a hot tub, and it is indoors. So you can be toasty in the tub and still be toasty in the house. And unless we have some heat wave, who knows, maybe the pool will be ready for you. But I wouldn't recommend it at this given point in time. Josh, we definitely have chocolate places here. Purdy's is a Vancouver chocolatier, and there are many, many little independent ones with very fancy chocolate, as well as we have like Rocky Mountain chocolate and places like that. Lots of chocolate in Canada, and you might even find some things that are a little bit different. Bookstores, absolutely, very much the same as what you have where you are from. Independents use bookstores as well as the big ones like Chapters. And museums, yes, we have lots of museums. We have a maritime museum. We have like a space museum. We have a science museum. There's the art gallery. There's all kinds of cool stuff to do and lots of trees and lots of mountains. Speaking of which, the gross grind. Yeah, I guess I'll be doing that with you. I was given assurance the other day that I would be able to do that with you guys, but I just needed to be warned that it can get boring. You think it's never going to end, and that the altitude might get you. So two things to keep in mind for that. And do we know how to play sheep's head? No, we don't, but we're willing to learn. Can't wait, guys. Any more questions, feel free to fire them our way. Any places you want me to check out, let me know. And we'll be in touch. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. All the best for the new year. Bye.
Thanks, Crystal. We did find out that we probably won't be able to do the gross grind.
Why is that?
Because it's not open. Oh, you little devil. Because we found out that it is not open till May, weather permitting, because there would be possibly still snow up on the top part of the trail in April.
Oh. So
that one we'll have to play by ear.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of the gross mudslide at that point?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we got two calls from Matt. And the first one is very interesting.
Hmm.
Kind of goes into the whole dishwasher theme.
It does.
What's up, Badger people? This is Matt. Waiting to hear from you again. But anyway, as a complete aside, as I opened my product registration for my new garbage disposal, which happens to be an Incinerator Evolution, I'm looking at the different models they have available. One of the models is a Badger. You have a Badger 10, 9, 5, and 1. So you could get a Badger garbage disposal to go with the Badger cast. Just a thought. Anyway, Red Boy, in the snowy cornfields, and I'm out.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, that was going to be the beginning of my Cheesehead Spotlight. Matt?
You can do two Cheesehead Spotlights. Nobody's stopping you.
Matt, the Incinerator was developed in 1927 in Racine, Wisconsin by a gentleman named John W. Hams. He came up with the idea and perfected and patented it and found the company that one day would become the world's largest manufacturer of garbage disposals, or for a rod and crystal, a garbinator. I think they call them carburetors. Carburetors up there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the Incinerator tied in with the Badger is not an accident. It is from Racine, Wisconsin.
Very cool.
So on to
number two
call from Matt.
Hey, guys, it's Matt. Two things. Yes, to answer your question, Dale, she did wear the hat, my mom, when she was the nurse. That's what the women wore back then. The whole, you know, white hat, white outfit to white hose, all that holiness. So back in the day, you know, for scrubs. And you're talking about your passports and hoping the government would be fast. Isn't that kind of an oxymoron?
I know, that's what I'm hoping.
Anyway,
against hope.
I'll watch you later. Red Boy, Cornfields, out.
I'm hoping against hope, okay?
We're going to see how long it takes. She said 4 to 6 weeks, so...
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got a couple of makeup voicemails.
Makeup voicemails. What are those?
Ones we should have played had we had a cast more closer to the event. And they're both from our friend Charlie.
Hi, this is Charlie from England. Oh, wait. I must have called the wrong number. Just kidding. I will be running the P.F. Chang's Half Marathon Sunday morning in Phoenix, Arizona. 13.1 miles is all it is. Should be a piece of cake. Just want you guys to know about it and to root me on and kind of use it as an introduction to try to get, maybe both Julie and Dale to run a 5K with me sometime this year. I know Julie and I are already looking at some. I'm just not sure Dale was included in this planning yet.
Oh, yeah.
But I heard about quite a bit of time on the treadmill for Dale the other day. I thought, we're almost there. So, something to think about. Root me on Sunday morning. Thanks.
Thanks, Charlie. We all did root you on, and you finished with awesomeness, didn't you?
Yeah. And he was wearing Bear Crawling t-shirt.
Yes, he was.
Which was very cool.
Mm-hmm. And you are included in that challenge. But, you know, Charlie, he still hasn't said yes. Really.
And here's Charlie's follow-up call.
Hi, Dale. Hi, Julie. This is runner Charlie White from Englewood, Colorado. Just wanted you to know that yesterday, January 17th, I ran the P.F. Chang's Rock and Roll Half Marathon in Phoenix, Scottsdale, to Tempe, Arizona. I finished. I have new bling. It's a medal, of course, that you get for completing the race. My time, a shameful 2 hours and 32 minutes. I'm sorry, 2 hours, 38 minutes and 12 seconds. But I finished, and that's what counted. And I looked behind me as I crossed the finish line, and there were hundreds, thousands behind me. So I felt a lot better. When are we going to race a half? Okay, a 5K. When? Later, all.
I think that question was left to you.
Wasn't left to me.
It was left to Charlie. We found a website that listed different 5Ks in Wisconsin. And I said, pick a month. It had to be after April, though.
Okay.
And
now, how is this going to work? Are you both running different 5Ks? Or
I'm under the assumption either I'm going somewhere to meet him or he's come here to meet me. We run it together.
Ah.
But that is an assumption.
Okay, well, I guess, Charlie, we can clarify that with him at some point.
Mm-hmm. Because I said if he doesn't want to do the 5K in July. Now, let me see. What day was that? July 21st? Let me just double-check the calendar here. It's the Scenic Shore 150, which is a 150-mile bike ride along the lake, and that being Lake Michigan. And that would be July 24th and 25th. And it benefits the Leukemia Society. And I am going to be doing that bike ride this year with a former coworker who's talked me into it.
Okay. So we'll see what the summer brings, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we'll talk about it sometime soon.
Yeah, I got to take a break. Hold.
Okay.
Okay.
And now the last voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
From our friends at the new Gag the Manager podcast, John and Charlene.
Hey, Julie and Dale.
It's Charlene and John.
Hey, you guys.
Hello.
Charlene wanted to say something to you.
I do?
Yes, you do.
I do?
She's at a loss for words. Actually, it was me who wanted to call. We wanted to convince Dale to call in sick for 2 weeks in May.
Yes, so you can come down and meet us and have
Yeah, but we're going in April.
Maybe feign a broken kneecap.
Broken leg would be better.
Or just a broken nose. Or whatever. I have an idea.
Broken arm.
Broken arm.
Oh, no. We've done broken arms.
Just kidding. That's me. I'm sorry. No. Break a finger or something like that, or pretend you can break a finger. Because I think you work in an office and you work at a desk. So if you have no use of your hands for 2 weeks,
you can come.
There you go. Of course.
You got to fake the arm thing, too.
He doesn't have to fake the arm thing. He's going to need it for the trip up the grass grind.
Well, he can fake the arm thing for the work, so he can come down.
She's trying to talk around something in her mouth.
Shut up.
Anyway, we really want you to come, Dale, but we understand if you can't, because work is important. Trust me, I understand more than you.
We'll just have to torture Julie in your place since you can't make it.
Julie will probably be torturing us. She's like Superwoman.
No, she'll torture you, not me.
Oh, you think you're gonna make? You think it's easy for you to go up the grouse?
I'm too cute to torture.
That's not gonna make any difference on the side of a mountain.
I've been grouse before.
So anyway, that's all we had to say. You guys had a great show, by the way, the last show you did. So we look forward to your next one.
Yes.
So we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Manager Don and Charlene.
Ow.
Thanks, guys. I'm not Superwoman, but I wouldn't pick on Charlene no matter what.
Okay. Well,
we're going to have to pick something else.
Pick something else what?
Because the grouse grind is closed till May. And we're going in April.
April. So,
mm-hmm.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, like Matt and Crystal and
Charlie. And John and Charlene.
You can give us a call at 262-649-8550. Or you can write us at thebadgercast@gmail.com.
Or donttickleme@gmail.com.
Or philosophyguyshow@gmail.com.
Or catch us on Facebook or Twitter.
And, by the way.
Oh, by the way, what?
If you look on Julie's Facebook.
On my Facebook?
You have a picture of our wedding.
I do.
Yes. And you were doing the wedding picture thing
mm-hmm.
everybody else was doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to see what we look like nearly 20 years ago.
What do you mean nearly? It is 20 years ago as of June 2nd.
I know, but it's not 20 years ago yet. It's well, nearly
it's
20.
It's less than 6 months to go.
All right. So 20 years ago. You can look on Julie's Facebook profile.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'll keep it up for a little while.
All right.
It's one of the few pictures that we have of us together because of the idiot cameraman.
Yeah, we do have to go into the wedding at some point. We said we were going to do, we teased that a long, long time ago. We were going to explain the whole wedding day, but
they're going to have to wait till June.
Oh, is that, okay, we're going to do that as part of our wedding anniversary spectacular that
I
just.
As part of 20 years with you, yeah, I could do it then.
Yeah, she just only wants to remember it every 20 years.
Oh, no, we have this thing going on every year. We sit down and decide what we can remember of the wedding.
That's true. We did talk about that last
last
anniversary,
mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, so until next time.
Have a great night. Better is a life full of laughter. Without you, God knows what I do.
That's fine. I just needed to level. So if you stay right where you are, you'll be perfect.
I'm already perfect.
Oh, I'm going to clip that one out.
And you know it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about that little challenge? I haven't heard an answer.
Wait. All right. We haven't even started the show yet.
Oh, and then I got the thin ice challenge here.
All right, are we going to start this?
What number are we on?
30.
Ready?